This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A state hotline to answer COVID vaccine questions has expanded to a 24/7 operation after call volume exploded during its debut last week. More than 31,000 people called and faced hours-long wait times on the phone. The state plans to double the hotline staff and add a callback option. Democratic Senator Michael Bennet questioned Agriculture Secretary nominee Tom Vilsack about how he plans to help rural areas if he's confirmed. Bennet says rural communities face many infrastructure challenges.
Too often, local staff are left to navigate the federal bureaucracy with little help. The pandemic has only made this problem worse, and I'm worried that it will set rural areas even further behind on broadband and infrastructure projects.
Vilsack says he would improve the technical assistance the Agriculture Department provides in order to get more help to more people in rural areas. Three Eagle County residents are still missing after being caught and carried away by an avalanche near Silverton yesterday. Colorado Avalanche Information Center says four backcountry skiers triggered a large avalanche in an area locally known as the Nose. One of them was rescued with minor injuries. Search and rescue operations resumed this morning for the others. And up to 27,000 sandhill cranes will soon return to Colorado's San Luis Valley. The crimson and gray birds typically spend early winter in New Mexico, and then they take their spring migration into southern Colorado. This is CPR News.